Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. Joining us now is Daniel Lang, an inventor, philanthropist, and entrepreneur with 26 years' experience in creation, design, planning, and execution. In 1984, he founded and operated Lang Design Group, Inc., an architectural, interior, and land planning design firm. He recently invented the core technology for Bright Sol Incorporated, a groundbreaking lighting company that has patents pending on a light source which uses minimal energy and will last for generations. Welcome to Background Briefing, Daniel Lang. And your design was unveiled, I believe, just a few days ago in Las Vegas with President Bill Clinton and the Secretary of the Interior, Ken Salazar, in attendance under the auspices of Harry Reid's National Clean Energy Summit. So tell us about your invention.
Yes, it was actually, it was we've had it under wraps for a couple of years dealing with patents and was our coming out party, I guess, if you'd call it. What we do is we looked at lighting from a new standpoint. Instead of glomming it onto the old technologies that we've used in the past 100 years, I looked at the task of lighting and basically the science of how an electron moves and releases a photon, its energy in the form of a photon, and it seemed to me back in 2004 that LEDs would be the way to go for that simple change to happen. But instead of dealing it with the way that we typically deal with lighting, it needed to be put into a new type of system. And so what I did is I looked at it from a energy standpoint, how to actually get that process to work using the least amount of energy, making sure that it was kept at the correct temperatures. So thermal management was extremely important. And finally, the optics, getting the light to actually go where the light belongs, which is really a huge part. If you can see a street light from an airplane, that photon is never going to hit the street. So using those three disciplines, we were able to dramatically cut the cost of lighting tremendously. And then our focus was then to put it into a package in multiple types of packages. And in my experience as an architect, I dealt with lighting for many, many years. And making sure it was easily retrofitted and affordable was very important to us. And then also, since we don't, my family really have an issue with the disposable aspect of society, so we wanted to make sure that we used recycled materials and also that these technologies would go out in a way that would last for generations.
So my understanding is that this new light, can I describe it as a new light bulb? Is that what you're bringing to the table here?
We actually have about four products that we're releasing first. Which one's a light bulb, one's a street light, one is a agricultural light, and one is a general purpose for large buildings. To replace a 1,000 watt HID bulbs that are in commercial use.
Okay, but this invention that you have saves over 90% of the electrical energy that is current light bulbs use, and it apparently it's made out of 100% recyclable materials, and it lasts for generations. All three of those are pretty extraordinary on their own, but all together, this is pretty amazing.
Well, the whole idea was to really, I kind of look at it as it wasn't that hard of a task to do because the current technology has just been a incremental change over something that we've been dealing with since we discovered fire. We put fire into we started with fire and then started using burning lamps and then put lamps in a glass ball so it didn't get blown out, and then we discovered electricity and heated up a coil, and that created light. So we put it in a glass ball, and then we kind of came up with different things to burn. I took it out of the glass ball, so to speak, and took it away from consuming the object that's creating the heat, that was creating the light. So it is remarkable that it's such a there's such a big improvement, but given that we really haven't made a real serious advance in lighting in 100 years, it didn't take that long to actually conquer the current technologies. In some cases, we're only 1% of the energy usage of current technologies. We just did a demonstration at an eight-story building where they had 6 1,000-watt HIDs to light the outside of an eight-story building, and we brought a 60-watt fixture of ours and did the same job.
Well, again, I'm speaking with Daniel Lang. He's an inventor, philanthropist, and entrepreneur with over 26 years' experience in creation, design, planning, and execution. He founded and operated Lang Design Group, an architectural interior and land planning design firm, and recently invented the core technologies for Bright Sol Incorporated, a groundbreaking lighting company that has patents pending on a light source which uses minimal energy and will last for generations. Now, between the time you said you've kept this under wraps because of the patents, at this point, since you're going public and demonstrating this, and you demonstrated it recently to former President Bill Clinton and Secretary of Interior Ken Salazar at a convention, I guess, in Las Vegas, of Harry Reid's National Clean Energy Summit. Now, my understanding is that there's a long way to go between an invention and market, and I imagine the big boys are circling around like sharks, wouldn't they be? The General Electrics and Westinghouse?
They may be. I do know that since our patent's published back in May worldwide, I'm sure they've all had a look at it. I did get a call from someone from a small lighting company. If they actually saw it and noticed it and called us, I'm sure the big boys have as well. We're actually about 30 to 60 days to having product start coming off of a manufacturing line, so we can do this. But we are looking at it from a different point. 60% of the world does not have lighting. They're still using kerosene and animal fats. So we want to do this a little bit backwards. We're actually making sure that the cost is extremely low to the commercialized world, but then using the profits to nearly 90-something percent of our profits will go to deliver this lighting to the undeveloped world. It's a foundation that my wife and I started, we feel that this is, society needs help, humanity needs help, and having a bunch of cash in the bank really doesn't help anybody. The commercial model is a bit different, and I don't think the large corporations would want to buy us up, given the requirements of donating most of the profits to the rest of the world.
Now, you spoke with former President Bill Clinton about this, right, in terms of how you do this, because his Clinton Foundation is involved in trying to help the developed world. Is that your plan, to work through Clinton?
Yes, actually through any foundation that actually has access to the people that need these technologies. We had a brief meeting after the summit. We actually have another phone conference with his group regarding the C40. Those are the up to 58 cities, but it's Clinton's C40 program, which is taking large cities and bringing them up with better technologies, making them more efficient. We have a call today, this afternoon, with his folks regarding that. Probably to start with, we'll be looking at streetlights, because our streetlight uses 1.5 watts to do the job of a streetlight. Actually has a solar film on it that makes more power than it uses, so it's actually making energy instead of using energy. And
Daniel, what's the comparison between the use of 1.5 watts for your street light and the current street lights? What do they use?
Well, a current street light, let's put it this way. Over a whole period of the night, ours uses 13 watts of power. The standard street light warming up uses more than that. They typically, street lights from 200 watts to 400 watts. And so there's no chance that you can actually set it up and do it with solar power. Since we're only using 1.5 watts to 6 watts, for 6 watts is our most usage on very large thoroughfares, we have the ability now to use that pole to also make photovoltaic using thin film, make electrical energy, not only to power the street light, but also then to use that energy to, say, run the do not walk signs or the traffic signals. So it's a benefit to the city. Say, if the city has 20,000 streetlights, that city will save $10 million a year. And that $10 million can go to schools and our children, teachers, and things from our tax dollars, rather than putting light on the street. That's the big difference.
Daniel Lang, again, inventor, philanthropist, and entrepreneur, who recently invented the core technology for BrightSol, a groundbreaking lighting company that has patents pending on a light source which uses minimal energy and will last for generations. Obviously, the reason I'm talking to you, Daniel, is that this sounds like a revolutionary breakthrough in terms of what can be done to slow down global warming. It's pretty apparent that the political track is not working. There is no agreement, really. The Kyoto Protocols are the only the Europeans seem to be agreeing with them. The United States is not. China and India, the two emerging economies, aren't. It's a pretty dismal picture in terms of a political will to deal with what is so apparent. Anybody that watches the Weather Channel or looks outside their door knows that something's happening to our climate in a radical way. My assumption has been that the only thing that's going to save us is some kind of technological breakthrough. And so let's talk in terms of what this invention could do globally, given that you are intent on distributing it through nonprofit foundations to the third world. Have you crunched any numbers on what?
Yes, we actually have. I can make it very simple. Lighting currently uses 22% of our electricity needs in this country, in most developed countries. It also adds another 8% of the electricity used to cool off indoor spaces because of the heat that they provide. So if our technology or lighting was used globally, it would reduce the amount of energy needed by 28% to 30%. That's huge numbers. Now, obviously, it can't happen overnight, but all of the technologies that we're working on, and lighting is just one of them, are designed to be extremely efficient, have extremely long lifetime, so we're not remanufacturing these staples of life, of sustaining life, over and over again. So we actually are focused on getting these lighting products out as quickly as possible and getting them into the hands of not only developed nations, but the reason we're doing really passionate about getting this into the third world is they currently have the opposite problem that we have. You know, we're making a lot of pollution and changing our climate. They don't have electricity. The one third of humanity has no access to electricity. So if they are to go the route we did, as China's trying to do, you know, well, we took 200 years to get where we are. They're trying to do it over lunch. We're going to have major problems. What we're seeing right now in the climate change is just the beginning if we don't start to work this, start pushing it back the other direction.
Well, just in closing, in the last minute here, how have you been funded so far? Obviously, have you had any federal funds? You know, since the Solyndra scandal, a lot of people have seized on the idea that green technology is a boondoggle, and
we are completely bootstrapped. My wife and I, Stacy, and I shut down our businesses to actually put out a number of my inventions, and we're 100% bootstrapped, some friends and family, and just our own savings to do this. And we decided, well, if we're going to jump off the cliff, let's do it and give these things a shot. And I knew I could do the technology, the commercialization, and the time it would take to go from the technology to market. It's been 2.5 years, and we're running on the cusp of manufacturing. We've located the facility that we're going to start. We're also manufacturing local, manufacture local to sell local. So if we're manufacturing in the U.S., we sell to the U.S. If we're manufacturing in China, we sell to China. It creates jobs. It cuts shipping costs. It cuts the oil that's used in shipping. I use cost a lot as far as environmental costs more than monetary costs, because we could actually have them made cheaper in China for the U.S. market. But when you look at the cheaper economically, but not cheaper environmentally, so we look at that. We look at the whole picture. So we have not gotten any funding from the government or large VCs, mostly because, to be honest, we don't have the bandwidth to apply for all the different types of fundings, and we neither of us have any background in research and grants. From VCs, venture capitalist firms, our business model of wanting to give away just doesn't fit with their programs.
They think you're nuts, right?
Yes, they do.
Well, look, Daniel, I thank you very much for joining us here today.
You're very, very welcome, Ian.
Again, I've been speaking with Daniel Lang, who's an inventor, philanthropist, and entrepreneur with 26 years' experience in creation, design, planning, and execution. In 1984, he founded and operated Lang Design Group, Inc., an architectural interior and land planning design firm, and he recently invented the core technologies for BrightSol Incorporated, a groundbreaking lighting company that has patents pending on a light source which uses minimal energy and will last for generations. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com, where you can also contact me, and I'll be back with another Background Briefing. Bye for now. We'll be right back.